Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scarrett. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Scarrett steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards third. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Berry and he is out, Narlski applying the tag. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Berry. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rothrock fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rothrock. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. Falk moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodapp moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Morgan for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston takes first base on ball 4. Rhein moves to second. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Bill Narlski. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing second base. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Rhine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Toad hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gardner. Rhine moves to second. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Barrett now playing third base. Hadley Senby now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a fly ball towards left. Scarrett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Scarrett. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing second base. Ed Morris now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Bobby Reeves. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.